They were the cast at a lot of little places. They started out imitating Elvis, then they'd imitate someone else and someone else. Eventually, they were so exhausted, they became the Beatles. Sometimes you have to be worn out and burnt out to become authentic and original. So, our long meetings, our charrettes and gong shows and movie development meetings, they're like playing music at a crummy little bar for 18 hours. It's a way to force ideas out and then edit them. Because, essentially, we're editors in this business. The executives and managers at creative companies are editors of other people's work. In fact, we consider that our job. We're editors of sports shows. We don't just come up with ideas. We listen to other people's ideas, and we tweak them, change them, refine them, and hopefully improve them. By the way, the creative process doesn't stop when we talk about strategy of finance. Our culture of supportive conflict has become institutionalized. When we sit in business meetings, we stay and talk until we figure out how to increase cash flow, or reduce corporate duplication, or rethink our hurdle rates. It may not be as much fun as the creative process around movies or TV shows, but it works.
Are there any other ways that Disney institutionalizes an environment for creativity?
Diversity is a great force toward creativity. For many, many years, we have made a huge effort to make our cast members, as we call our employees, a diverse group of people.